Well, the new British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, is in Belfast this morning, just days after winning his country's general election last Thursday. He will meet the First and Deputy First Ministers at Stormont and later will meet delegations from the various parties. Top of their agendas will be money. After years of budget cuts and warnings that money is still very tight, MLAs will be pressing him to increase the funding from Westminster to help run the North. We're joined now by the Environment, Agriculture and Rural Affairs Minister, Andrew Muir, who is an Alliance Party MLA for North Down. Minister, good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning.
What will you be saying to Keir Starmer when you meet him in a few hours?
A couple of things. First of all, congratulations on such a convincing win and best of luck in terms of the term ahead and clear focus from Alliance in these discussions, which will be around securing a financial settlement for Northern Ireland so we can rescue public services. Wes Streeton has already been on the record and saying that the NHS is broken and we need finances so we can rebuild the public services and protect our environment. And the other issue is in terms of reform of the political institutions so we can deliver stability. People are fed up with this stop-go government, and what we need is we need to have a situation where no one party can collapse Stormont, and we can give people confidence that we can invest and deliver for them in the future.
But throughout the election campaign, there was very little commitment, clear commitment from the Labour Party on money, on the money available from Westminster for various things, various public services. There is no spare cash, so where are you going to get it?
So I'm very conscious that the Labour government have inherited a very difficult financial situation as a result of the actions of the previous government. What I do welcome is the comments from the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland in terms of the need for public service reform, and the Alliance Party stands willing and ready to do that, and that's an invest to save so we can turn public services around and they can deliver more for the people of Northern Ireland, and that's probably one of the discussions we'll be having today, and that's why also reform the institutions feed into that, because we need to be able to have confidence the institutions are going to be there for the long term and we can take those decisions. So there's big challenges there, but there's a real positivity here because the Ed Miliband, the Secretary of State for Energy Security and Net Zero, reached out to me on Saturday and was very clear in his desire for a reset in terms of relations with the devolved administrations and to work together. We also have a reset here in terms of Anglo-Irish relations, and particularly important for me is that relationship between the UK and the EU. And there's real opportunities in the time ahead that we can look towards dealing with some of the issues that have arisen as a result of Brexit in a positive and constructive manner.
That reset that you talk about for the executive in Westminster, does that include an expectation from Westminster that Stormont needs to raise its own revenue? And one way of doing that is introducing water charges. As Environment Minister, would you support that?
So I'm very aware of the discussion around revenue raising, and the Alliance Party approaches it in two ways. First of all, we're very clear that with the money we have at the moment, we should spend it better. We're wasting over £400 million a year in the cost of division, and we believe that we should deal with that. In terms of revenue raising, I've been very clearly on the record. For example, in relation to landfill tax, we would want that to be devolved here in Northern Ireland. And there's examples of revenue raising where you can actually deliver better results for the environment and also then resources so we can invest in public services. For example, we have had the carrier bag levy in Northern Ireland.
What about water charges?
That is a positive example of that. The Alliance Party is very clear in relation to this, that we believe that there should be a reform of Northern Ireland water because there's serious issues there in terms of its lack of investment and the impact on the environment. In terms of water charges, we're happy to have a discussion around that. But we don't believe that anyone should have to pay more for less. And it's very, very clear that in terms of water charges, there should not be any additional charges upon households who are currently experiencing real, real issues. I'm speaking to constituents day and daily in terms of the poverty that they're enduring. We want to work with the UK government so we can address those issues.
One of the issues, major issues, that's in your brief at the moment is the awful pollution of Loch Ness. And it seems that the executive can't even reach an agreement on that. The DUP, it appears, objects to key parts of a plan that you have outlined, which would restrict fertiliser use. Does Sinn Féin support those plans? Are those plans, are they stalled at the moment?
So I would hope that there'll be a meeting of the executive this week, and I'm quietly confident that hopefully it'll get on the agenda for decision and we can move forward in relation to this plan. And I would urge all parties, particularly the DUP, to engage with me if they have any concerns around this, because the plan is quite a clear and balanced plan and there's an opportunity for action in relation to Loch Ness. But this also highlights the need for reform of our institutions. People need to engage and we need to be able to get round the table and take decisions. rather than things being stalled. And that's why we will be raising with the Prime Minister again today the need for a reform of the institutions.
Just a final question to you. It's our first chance to speak to the Alliance Party since the election last week. You finished with one seat. You went in with one seat. That seat has changed. It's Saoirse Eastwood now in Lagan Valley rather than Stephen Farry in North Down. The vote largely stayed the same. Why do you think more people didn't vote for you?
A lot of people did vote for us, and the result in terms of Lagan Valley is an historic result, and I'm absolutely delighted to see Saoirse returned as MP for Lagan Valley, and I think she'll be fantastic cross-community representative there. Obviously, I'm disappointed that Stephen Farry, my friend and colleague, didn't get returned in terms of MP for North Down. That was always going to be a challenge in terms of us facing a pack, but many people across constituencies in Northern Ireland came out and supported Alliance, and in constituencies such as Strangford, which is near to me, or in East Antrim, we did really, really well, and that just shows that people are very clear about in terms of their support for positive progressive politics. And the Alliance Party, you are continuing the work. I continued the work as Minister of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs just a day after the results.
Thank you very much indeed. Andrew Muir, Alliance Party Minister there at Stormont.